the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast. Again, coming to you live from the Row Crop Short Course 2019. We got another one of our platinum sponsors here. And I could, boy, this is going to be fun. This is an old buddy of mine. This is John Burt Strider representing Rev Seed. And I have been waiting on this opportunity. I cannot tell you how long, because he roasted me pretty good this summer at the MAIC meeting we had, and I've been waiting on this opportunity, and I have a feeling that it's coming back around, some karma. So what's going on, John Burt?
Wait, hold on. I think I'm feeling ill all of a sudden. I may have to step out. Yeah, we got Tallahatchie County in the house, so who knows what'll happen.
Tallahatchie County. Now, John Burt and I, look, I just got to mention this. We were in undergrad together in ag pest management. Great friends, grew back a long, long way. His family, my family's been good friends forever, and we really are glad to have you here today, and we absolutely appreciate your support for the Row Crop Short Course. I don't think it could be what it is without that.
Yeah, so hey, this is Darren Dodds. I'm here with Angus and John Burt. I'll just, you know, on behalf of the Row Crop Short Course, you know, as Angus mentioned, we don't do it without the sponsors that we have. There's no way. So if you are listening to this and have never been to the short course, you can come, no registration charge, feed folks really well. Angus is going to boil 400 pounds of shrimp tonight. They're going to cook 650 ribeyes tonight. And you can come and not pay a dime to do it because of our sponsors like John Burt and others that we have here. And just to give you an idea of the success that we've seen with this, we had 918 people pre-registered this year. Monday alone, we had 600 people through the door. And when you have a crowd of that magnitude, the reason we can do it the way we do it is because of people like John Burt. I just want to tell you thank you first and foremost, because we do it with folks like you. And maybe, why don't you just take maybe a few minutes and talk about some of the premier varieties or hybrids that y'all have, or that y'all have coming, or just some highlights you'd like to hit for the Rev brand?
Well, I will, but I want to say this before that, there's no better, I don't think there's, I'm going to give a little love to you guys, because the way you put this together and what you've done over the years, there's no better event in the country, in my opinion. And for the information you get and the way it's put together, it's just top notch. So it's a no-brainer to sponsor, and we're always, you know, we're glad to be here and part of it. And so that's, you know, you guys do a great job for this state in general and with this event. It's great. Hybrids, varieties. Well, Rev Brand Seed, we're a partner division of Corteva. And we are one of their regional, four key regional seed brands. We cover from now, we've actually expanded. We are the South. And that now entails from basically New Mexico to North Carolina. So we have a pretty good footprint there. We have really three hybrids, corn hybrid, you know, numbers out there for folks. We have a full portfolio, but there's three key hybrids, I think, for our listeners or growers or our retail partners who are listening to keep in mind. One is a 24 BHR 99. Next would be a 28 BHR 18, and we have a new hybrid we're bringing out this year, and it'll be in small quantities, but we'll have something to look at as a 25 BHR 80. And I think the key thing for those three hybrids is this: you can do anything you really need to do with them. That's what's great about these three, from some of your toughest dryland acres to your top yield irrigated acres. They'll go there. We can go from black prairie soils to delta fine sands cotton soils. So they're very versatile. And so we have those in play. And really, on the soybean side, 4927X is our leading seller. It's our top performer on the soybean. Out of our portfolio right now, it is an Xtend technology line. Again, very versatile. It's even got showing iron chlorosis tolerance, so we're selling it now in the prairie, you know, where we're having to deal with iron chlorosis, something you always got to keep in mind. On that line, we have a new 5 we're bringing out that's got very good iron chlorosis tolerance also, 5659X. And then, of course, I guess to wrap it up, someone on the soybeans, you have your Enlist portfolio now that Corteva is bringing out with your 2,4-D tolerance. So we have two lines to offer this year, 4990E and 5190E. So those are two key soybean lines to keep in mind. We're looking at list tolerance. You're looking at Roundup Ready. You're also looking at you're basically your glufosinate or Liberty Link in there too. So that's some of our main leading hybrids and varieties right now.
Yeah, so one of the things you mentioned, you know, being a Corteva brand and some of the technology and all that, why don't you just take maybe a minute or two and just talk about some of the changes that we've seen. We've all seen some of the mergers and companies being divested to other companies and all that. Maybe just take a minute and talk about how some of that has impacted the Rev brand and maybe where that's brought you to today and where do you see the Rev brand going down the road?
Well, the merger, so to speak, that brought Corteva about between DuPont and Dow, which part of that DuPont portfolio was Pioneer. And Pioneer Seed, Pioneer purchased Terrell Seed about 10 years ago, I believe. And I'd worked with Pioneer. I did 10 years with Pioneer myself, took this role that came open a couple of years ago now. And That was our history already coming out of that breeding program. That's an elite breeding program, one of the top in the world, basically, as far as supplying soybean and corn genetics. So we already had that going for us. I think the biggest plus is with those two companies coming together, there's just much more of a – you've got the horsepower of these two companies in a much more focused manner now. And what it did for Rev was, like I said, we became they were much more vested, much more focused in our retail. We're a retail focus oriented part of this structure. You'll talk to several, some more on the farm oriented. We're going through the retail chain, so it gives us, and none's really no better than the other. What it does is it gives more access to these elite genetics to the end user, which is the grower. And the partners that are selling those, and we're part of that group to give more access through. Some's direct, some's through retail. We're the retail chain that we work through. So it I guess to answer that question is you got a much more of a focus from a lot of horsepower in Corteva. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. You pretty much covered before I start telling some John Burt stories, or have you covered your?
There's some good ones out there.
I'm not going to go there. Because y'all got so much dirt on me, I'm not going to even think about none of that. But I will say this, and this is the honest truth. I remember, of course, I grew up in South Mississippi. We had hog farm, and we grew some, corn and milo mainly to make hog food or whatever. But my first cotton field, this is no kidding. And I actually saw this guy yesterday. You're going to remember this. When you used to work for Terra, you were doing, I think, an internship when we were in undergrad. I went to the field with you and Larry Krigler, and we were scouting cotton, and you were giving me pointers on all that. So, look, John Burr, you're really the reason. I mean, you're the sole reason for where I am today, man. You got me going on that. I don't think you told me how to scout correctly, but you told me how to scout.
it
was correct. I'm just
there's textbook and then there's real world.
That's right.
So I wanted you to know some things. I'll throw another key name out there, Kerry Saylors, who's just a legend in this business. I think I maybe showed you this. Like I showed Kerry one day, he was asking me the difference between we were – in Tallahatchie County one day. He was looking at some cotton. Phytogen, I think, it had just come out. And he was a rep there for Phytogen. He was my rep. We were looking at some of this new Phytogen cotton, and we were standing there with the grower, and he set me up perfect. Kerry was just – he's great at what he did. And he set it up to make me look really good in front of the grower. He said, John Burr, look at this worm here. He picks it up. He says, what kind of worm is this? Is this an army worm or a boll worm? And I said, well, that's an army worm. And he said, well, how can you tell? Did I ever show you? I think I showed you this, Angus. Angus still uses this, by the way, Darren, because so you know. But anyway, so I took the army worm. Just so you know, it was a yellow stripe army worm. You know, most of the time you're looking for the inverted Y and you're looking at the stripes. It was a big one, too. I'm talking about it was a whopper. So I threw it in my mouth, and I rolled it around a little bit, and I spit it back out in my hand. I said, well, it's an army worm because it tastes like an army worm. And Kerry's mouth just fell open. He just, I mean, look, y'all know how it is when you check cotton so much. I'm going to go ahead and say Chisholm's name. I think he's sitting in here listening. But we've all been through the cotton field. That stuff doesn't bother you anymore. You walk through aphids, worms. You eat your lunch with aphid juice on your hands. But anyway, he just looked. He said, "Well, it tastes just like frog legs and chicken. There's a little bit of a difference. These taste more like frog legs. Bollworms taste like chicken." So that's what I tried to teach Angus.
Well, you may have, because there may be a Twitter video or two out there about me eating bollworms just in the last year or two. But look, again, man, it's so good, especially to get good friends that we've been in the business with for so long together in the room to get a chance to talk with y'all together. And we really, really, really appreciate all your support. Again, we couldn't do this without you.
Yeah, and I think the thing I'll say is very unique about our business, and I think it's really unique to Mississippi as a non-native that's been here for a long time now. You know, so many of us are colleagues, but in addition to colleagues, many of us are friends. And that's what makes us so strong with what we do. And just as it relates to this short course, you know, there's no way we do this without the sponsorship that we get. So, again, thank you so much. I know all the folks that come from the 10 or 12 or 15 different states, U.S. states that are here, thank you, because they can come free of charge.
Well, we're all kind of like a family, you know, in ag. It just is. So we're glad to be here.
Yeah, well, that's right. Thank you, and thank you to the Rev brand for supporting our event.
Thank you.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.